What kind of production have you been able to provide this locker room as a teammate?
Being a team player.
Have you
not being disgruntled, not complaining, not bitching, you know, all those things that I've been labeled with over the past, the cancer. That's it.
Is that kind of a redemption for you to be on a Super Bowl team right now?
It's a joy. What's up, Beck?
Yeah.
Oh, it's her, man. It's good.
Are you excited about this game? About the break?
Yeah, I'm excited. Most definitely. Most definitely.
Chad,
can you tell the people? Can you tell the Mexican fans how do you feel about that? They want to win a game. They want to be a Patriot.
I mean, it feels good, and especially for all my, you know, Mexican fans that are Patriot fans in Mexico. I mean, it'd be a joy to be able to win. And I'll be there during all season, so hopefully we get it done.
Do you look sad? Are you sad?
No.
Back in August, do you think people would have thought you could be this way all year?
No. If anything, I would have went to Vegas and took bets when he gave at least 4 or 5.
Something after saying something, or
Is
there a boisterousness to you though that you're still having to rein in? I mean, do you want to be more boisterous? Do you want to be?
I'm fine. Being quiet got me on this cool stage, which is pretty nice.
Jack, can you talk about your relationship with Tom Brady?
Tom, he's cool. I love him.
Just like your working relationship.
It's very cool. I love him.
You are not shying away from attention. Is this everything you hoped it would be? This whole thing today.
I shied away from attention all year.
But in general, you have.
In general, I have. In every way, shape, or form, I've tried to stay away from it. Except right now, I don't have a choice but to talk to you.
Why did you change your ways then? Why does it seem not as fun as you thought it might be 2 years ago?
Well, it's not so much that I thought it would be fun. It just didn't work out that way. And I didn't want to be a problem. I didn't want to be a distraction. I blended in with everyone else. And that's it.
Did you feel like you were becoming a problem and distraction throughout your career, even though you didn't do anything off the field that was bad or anything like that?
No, but you guys said I would.
Chad, do you still believe that as a player you can play an extremely high level, regardless of where you are next year?
I don't think I ever played an extremely high level before. All I did was just have fun. Well, that's what happens when you have fun.
You're a big personality. Who are the big personalities in this Patriots locker room that you look at and say, all right, I can see a little me in him?
He's behind me talking.
Hernandez?
Yeah.
What is it about him?
Same everything. Literally. And I mean that in every sense.
How disappointing would it be if you don't have a role someday? And you get to a Super Bowl, but you don't have a role. One last thing on the soccer. No regrets about that? That kind of helped.
That was fun.
Did that help you get ready for a season without an off season?
It was in ridiculous shape.
Chad, when you were growing up in Miami, you know they'd have a lot of Super Bowls there. Did the Super Bowl mean anything to you back then?
No, it
was not really.
I don't think about he'd be disappointed. But I know that he knows
Chad from Mexico.
Be a big part of this offense.
Years ago, you are speaking Spanish, your blog, your page, your internet. And now this is the opportunity for win the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah. What is your opinion about the fans in Mexico?
Man, everybody knows I love the fans in Mexico. I tweet back and forth with Felipe all the time. That's about it.
The president of Mexico, Felipe Calderon, say something special for you.
We've been friends, you know, on Twitter, back and forth. I look forward to meeting him after the season ends. And hopefully I can, when I do go see him, hopefully we have a ring.
Chad, do you think it's Mexican in your heart?
Yeah. That works.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
How does it feel to finally be here as a player?
It's cool. It's really cool. I mean, it's a great feeling. It's something I've dreamed of for years growing up.
When it comes,
you know, regardless of how I got to this point, or maybe
it's gonna be crazy.
You know, of course, obviously, I didn't have what everyone's used to as far as the season. I mean, but I'm here. It's just funny thing, like how God works. You know, you humble yourself, no celebrating, no shit talking. no antics, and I'm in the big dance. So it's like, you know, which one do you want?
You've been a great teammate. You bought your teammates headphones.
Actually, I stole those.
You stole the headphones?
Yeah. And it just seems as if I really spent all this money and I don't know.
But just talk about your relationship with teammates and how you're different this year.
I'm not actually sure. I'm still the same.
When the camera's on
around.
I'm still the same. I still have fun, still joke around, still just do everything I've always done. It just, I just took away the part that's always caught on camera.
Hi from Mexico.
Hello.
Hi. Do you like Mexico City?
Yes.
Yes? You lost your father last week. How do you feel?
It was sad to lose my dad last week.
Oh, he's not over there.
Other than that,
he was over there.
There's really nothing I can do. Just go out there and play for him Sunday.
Yes, he will see you in the sky. Do you ask him for good luck or something like that?
Yeah, most definitely. I will.
Yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Last year, you were like me.
Yeah,
working. Uh-huh. Yes, how do you feel being the other side?
I mean, it's cool. I've always dreamed of being on this stage.
Nor?
I didn't know it would happen that fast.
Year?
You know, in a year turnaround. It's fun. It's enjoyable. I'm enjoying it.
Do you say some words in Spanish? Can you say?
Not right now. I don't want to do it right now.
No? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Chad, tell me more about the headphones. Where did you come up with that idea that that's what you wanted to do?
Dr. Dre, you know, is obviously a very good friend of mine, and I thought it'd be a good gesture. Tom got everybody Uggs, so everybody's going to be comfortable on the flight. So I was like, you know what, let me get everybody earphones so everybody has something to listen to on the flight. And then I think Tom's going to one-up me, and he's going to get everybody else something else on Sunday. And then I have to one-up him again, if you get what I'm saying.
I get you.
Okay.
Now, I have Bose headphones. I don't have Beats. What makes them better?
They're just better. Without me getting into the logistics of why, let's just say Beats by Dr. Dre are better.
I read a great quote from you that talked about what a humbling experience year has been with you. Mm-hmm. Can you just elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, it's really not much to say. I signed on the dotted line. I came in. There's a certain way things are done there.
I'd say preparation.
It's like Fort Knox.
Great.
So everyone on the outside thinks they know, but they really have no clue, honestly. I play for a guy that's a genius in every sense of the word. And people ask, what is he like? And I compare him to the drill sergeant at the beginning of Full Metal Jacket. And that's what it's like playing for Bill.
Yeah, but I don't think we're really...